we are living in a chemical world. Now I am a chemical girl. Some boys sell weed, some boys smoke weed. I think they're okay. But if they give me stems and seeds, I have to walk away. He can beg and he can plead, but keep your drinks in sight. That's right, 'cause the boy with roof and all is always Mr. Right. 'Cause we are living in a chemical world, and I am a chemical girl.
You know,
we are living in a chemical world, and I'm just a chemical girl or boy.
Hello, hello, hello. All right, sorry, I couldn't help but sing along to that. So we are hot in the studio. Hello. It is just about 4 p.m. on a beautiful spring Monday, and you are now listening to Chemical World. I am your host, Muggsy, or Maggie Faye Seldine, whatever feels more comfortable for you. And we are kind of at the tail end of membership drive. And so we like to come in and, you know, we generally pre-record Chemical World. And so it's fun to do something a little different, special for Membership Drive, and come in and do a live episode. And I am so excited to announce that I have a special guest in the studio. It's Kenna. It's my co-host, Kenna. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back. It's good to be here at the station. I had my first debut back in almost, I think, 9 months or so, since June last year, at least. So on Friday, not last Friday, but the Friday before. So first Friday of the membership drive. And yeah, we're trucking right along. It sounds like we're going to meet our goal for the birthday, or at least that's the goal.
Yeah. So
just tomorrow, everybody.
Yes. Yeah. So Katie and Kay's birthday is April 15th. So we are celebrating 42 years tomorrow.
So exciting.
That's very exciting. And then the membership drive does end on the 15th. We do 2 weeks, mm-hmm. Wednesday to Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So yeah, as of this morning or this afternoon, we're about $10,000 away from that goal of $88,100 for the spring membership drive. So of course, a huge thank you to all our new and renewing members, to everyone who came out Friday to Mountain Heart for our staff DJ extravaganza, and last Friday to our amazing lip sync battle, and just all the events we've had going on. But it's not too late. We're not quite over. We're in that final push now. So yeah. Community radio really needs your support. If you haven't donated yet, who knows, maybe this is your favorite show, and maybe you've been waiting all 2 weeks to donate during Chemical World. And if that's the case, I love you so much. Please reach out to us, because we'd love to give you a shout out. And yeah, if you do donate now, mm-hmm. through this hour, this half hour, they'll probably pop in and tell us so we can send you a thank you. So you can call the studio at 970-963-0139 or hop on to kdnk.org and press that donate button in the right hand corner. And we also, it's not like a active tracker, but we do have some of our number, like we're regularly updating the tracker there to let you know how much we've actually made so far on our way to 88.1.
So
this is like the perfect way to celebrate for me, is to be in the studio with you. This is amazing.
Well, thank you. It's so great to be back here, and especially during spring membership drive. And April is just sort of a special month for me here at Katie and Kay, because it's the anniversary of when I started my show at KDNK. So, yeah.
Well, that's cool. Like I think I heard when you were on with your mom the other day, you guys were talking about it was like right at the anniversary of like when you started.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, that'll be perfect. I feel like hopefully things will be kind of getting back. I don't know. I mean, obviously things are never going to go back to normal, because now I have two children. So they're never going to go back to the way
new
they
normal.
Were before. But at least I won't have to be. There's not so much going on. It was a little bit crazy a few months, but
totally. Yeah. And finding normalcy, right. Yeah. And finding whatever the routine is now with the changes. Yeah. Well, I know, I'm sure we already had some of it just out here a moment ago. I know you're getting like constantly hounded with questions about how are you? How's the family? And so we won't bog you down too much on this show, but like, obviously you're here. Family's good. Babies are good. Everyone's happy. I'll tell the listeners, I know everyone wants to know that James is just like the happiest, sweetest baby. And So I know it's been a hard road this past, these past 9 months. But, you know, we were saying the whole time, like, at the end, it's all going to feel like a blink of the eye. It's all going to be worth it. I just got goosebumps. I actually might start crying to, you know, do what you have to for your family and your family of friends. And, you know, we're so lucky to be in a community where it can feel like nosiness, but we all care and we all love you a lot. And everyone wants to know what's going on. So
it felt really good. Because I felt so disconnected from my life and from what was happening. And I mean, that was, I think, the longest I'd ever been away from the Valley, which is crazy. So it was just, it was really good to hear that people were asking about us. Even if like under normal circumstances, I would be annoyed with that. In that time, it felt so good just to know that, like, I had such a big community here in Carbondale that actually knew what was going on and asking about us. And and knowing that, like, all of those thoughts and were coming our way and love and everything. And it really helped because we're home.
Yay,
and
yeah.
He's healthy and doing well, so thriving.
And I wasn't expecting to go down this conversation route, but like, were you listening to KDNK while you were in Denver?
I did a little bit. Yeah. Not as much as I would have liked, probably, but you know, just being in the NICU and stuff, it's like weird to be listening to stuff. But
yeah, you had your own stuff going on. I was just thinking about that, like.
But it was nice when I did, and I did tune in during the fall membership drive, and I listened to my mom's show a few times. So then I would sometimes listen to Cody and Chris, and then I caught Marty's show during the membership drive, and I renewed. I made my pigs members.
That's awesome.
And I got a sweatshirt, one of the Dinky sweatshirts, while I was out there, too. So
very cool.
Yeah, talked to Megan for a little while. And so, it was really nice. It was,
Well, and I just think, another illustration of how our radio station really does, like, keep our community connected, right? Yeah. And for those of us who might not live here all year round or travel for work or medical or whatever the case may be, it's like you always kind of have that like connective line to the Valley.
Yeah, like for me, it almost felt, again, like the pandemic, you know, sort of
totally.
Situation of like, one, the unknown, and then also feeling that connection back to the Valley, mostly through KDNK and, you know, knowing that like my, you know, brother-in-law, James, who does a show here, you know, every Thursday or usually does, you know, works for the Soper Sun, you know, he's so connected to everyone here. And so it's so special. And it really reminds us of how important and special this community is. And I do think KDNK it's a piece of the community that can help change with the community and also stay the same to kind of help us with that feel of what Carbondale really is, which is a mixture of everyone. It's, and it takes all different types of people to make a community, you know. Even if we disagree with each other, it's important to have those disagreements and conversations without them going badly. So anyway, it's just the importance of community radio and public news and independent news. And
and the importance of, like, what's the word I'm trying to think of? Like, just... like discourse, but like, I think you just kind of hit on something there that I think is so crucial and something that I'm really trying to hold on to, because I think there have been a lot of things that have happened in the past year nationally where, like, whatever side of the aisle you're on, whoever you voted for, whatever your politics are, like, we all want cheap eggs. We all want cheap health care, right? We all want cheap housing. We all want to be healthy and alive. And so I think that kind of the silver lining of some of these things that happened that have been kind of tragedies in a way is like that reminder. And this is kind of what I've always said and always believed. And, you know, my work at Hierarchies Harm Reduction is like, we all want the same things. We all want safe, healthy, happy communities for our families and friends. And we all want and need love and connection. And, you know, I think we're in an interesting opportunity now where we can choose to, like, put aside the differences and come together and also be open to hearing different opinions, right? But, like, and this is easier said than done, you know, not, like, getting, and we can't always control this, but, like, not getting angry at somebody because they have a different opinion than us and not judging people, right? Like, I think I all the time, I'm like, oh, that idiot. And I'm like, well, the person's probably very educated and not an idiot at all. Like, we are all smart people with our, I think what's hard in, like, this technological globalized world is there's so many sources of information, right? That like, where are you being educated from? But like, we can learn from each other. And even if we don't agree, like we can, I think, even just expand our souls a little bit by taking that time to, I wish I could think of the word, like just civil discourse with people who we don't necessarily see eye to eye, because we are all neighbors and we're all, we're all friends here at KDNK.
And Carbondale and the Roaring Fork Valley, but I feel like Carbondale specifically has always been such a beautiful example of that, you know, with the ranchers and the hippies living together. And I just don't want that to go away at all, you know. And I get it, because it is so hard when it feels like your life is on the line, because as like a white woman in America, I understand that I'm not as affected by situations as other people might be. So I understand when it's life-threatening, you have a different place that you're coming from. But if you can be in a situation with somebody who you disagree with and just find a common ground, I think it's right now more than ever is the most important. And one common ground is music.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, it's like you can have the same taste in music as someone who has completely different ideas than you. And but like, music is such a connector, and it's so important.
Totally. And now that, you know, summer is on us and it's event season pretty much, you know, live music too, and that opportunity to really like connect with the community and experience that. And I always say it's like, it can be a band I don't like, but to see it in community and experience that, you know, that on its own is such a connective thing. And not to get too political, but, you know, what you just said too, like, because I have a lot of fear, like as a Jewish woman with immigrant grandparents, you know, that like, obviously I'm not like first on the chopping block, but it reminds me of that. And I'm going to totally butcher this, but that old, you know, saying of like, they came for the communists and I said nothing because I wasn't a communist, and they came for the, you know, and it's like, the trajectory that we're on now, and this is like what's literally keeping me up at night, is it's not long before you and I are targets, because at the end of the day too, it's not, you know, obviously race is a huge issue, but as women we're targets, and just you know, by your ideology, you know, and like we're seeing now, like you don't even have to have a record for things to go wrong. And this, I'm sorry, this has been like a fear of my entire life, and I think a lot of immigrant families feel the same, that like the police can come for you and take you and you'll never be heard from again. And now that's like happening.
Literally seeing
it's
that
terrifying.
It's terrifying. And I'm so, but on a light note,
I
want to, you know, support these kinds of conversations and support music and connection and bringing each other together. I do see the phone ringing, but should we try and answer it? I'm so sorry, but the phones have changed since I got back, so I have no idea how to do it.
And I don't do a lot of on-air live shows,
just press the phone fader and they're on. Just the fader on the board.
Are they still there?
Do I want to do that, though? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, hold on just a second. Is it this one? Oh, it's already... Caller, are you on the air? Are you still there? We may have lost you. Sorry. If you're trying to call in, call back again, and I will put you on the air, because now I know how. Sorry, my bad. I don't...
It was super easy.
But
that has changed. When I worked here, it was, like, super complicated, so you never know.
It's an easy... I've literally never done it before, so my apologies. But if you want to call in and be on Chemical World, feel free to call us back at the studio line, 963-2976, and now I know how to put you on the air and chat with you. If you want to call to donate and not be live on air, it's 963-0139. And if you want to, support community radio, news, music, all these things, kdnk.org, you can donate there. And if you're looking for ways to connect with your community, listen to KDNK, go online. We have our community calendar. We're always doing tons of events, and there's so many events in town and ways to get in touch. And, you know, I think it's really easy to get siloed. We all have busy lives, work, family, all the things, but there is a community out there waiting to connect with you. And there's so many different kinds of things happening in town, from Aspen to Rifle all the time. So we out here. I am so excited to have you back in the studio. Since you've been gone, I had a couple fun people on air.
It was so great to hear the person from the meeting place.
Yeah, Carlin.
And Josie was so awesome. And then, I definitely listened to Chemical World while I was out there. Not to be like, I did listen to Kane and Kay while I was out
there. Sorry, I always tell people, I'm like, I shouldn't ask you these things on air and then like sell you out. But I figure.
Because it's one of those things where it's like, I always feel like I could listen to Kane and Kay more.
Yeah.
You know, and then, so I like putting it, but it doesn't mean, that's the thing is you can still support, you know. It's easy. I still, you know, $10 a month, easy peasy, right outside my account. It's really easy. And you can, and it's, anyway, give us a call. You can do it.
And the lowest membership level is now $6 at a cassette membership. So $6 a month, literally like the price of a cup of fancy coffee a month. Yeah. You can support community radio and we'll put you on air. We'll thank you. And you can come in, be a DJ, all these things.
Less than a dozen eggs. Like we're just.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Eggs.
Yeah. For the price of six eggs. Yeah. Or half of 10 cigarettes or six eggs, whatever your poison is. You, for that price a month, you can donate to Kate and Kay Radio.
We're hitting someone there.
Wow, we see you out there.
Yeah, we see you. We want both of those things too.
So I did do a lot of like data heavy episodes while you were gone too. And every time I do those, I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be so boring. Who cares? And then I every time had a response from somebody that was like, I heard your show today and it was great. But it's also nice to like have a sounding board other than the literal soundboard, like someone to actually talk my data to. So I do have like a couple, I think, important updates from the world of, you know, just drug science and what we're seeing out there in the state of Colorado that I am excited to tell you about and actually have someone to respond to me.
Yeah.
So, you may have seen, people are always really, really excited when we see any sort of decline in overdoses. And so I'll get like 10 emails the second there's a report saying there's any sort of decline. So there was a national and statewide decrease in overdoses. You know, the problem with data, though, is that data lags. It takes a long time to get that out there. So when we're hearing about overdoses declining for the first time in many years, that was from October of 2023 to October of 2024.
Okay.
So we started finally seeing like this decline. I think that the percentage of declination for the state of Colorado was still less than the national average, but that's like really exciting because I can't help but think that that's due to all the folks out there carrying Narcan now, all the organizations, places like the libraries and public health becoming Narcan distribution centers and really, you know, getting the word out there. But I get frustrated at this data too because it's like we hear overdoses are going down and I worry that sometimes people think like, oh, problem's over, things are going down, right?
Yeah.
But that's not the case. And actually there has been like a drastic increase in overdoses locally in the past 2 months. Mm. So the first week of March, and I may have mentioned this on last month's show, but the first week of March, there was a like PSA put out in the Denver metro area that there were 8 overdose deaths in a very like within a week in a very short time period. And my colleagues were telling me that they were concerned about it being like some sort of fentanyl powder that's out there. So, you know, again, this could be contaminating opioid supplies as well as stimulant supplies. And then just in the past week, I've actually heard a lot of reports of overdose deaths and reversals here in the Valley. So just want folks to be super aware of that we are kind of seeing like a big uptick right now. It's also, you know, spring. It's been really warm out. There's more people outside. People are getting out and doing more. So just a reminder, if you see somebody and they appear to be unconscious or they're unresponsive, whether, you know, this is at home or at school or at the park, anywhere, call 911. You can't hurt somebody by calling 911. Really.
And you won't get in trouble. The Good Samaritan law will keep you from getting in trouble as well. So,
correct.
There's no problem at all with that. I have one question. Can I keep Narcan in my car, like with the sun and everything?
Yeah, great question. You know, the temperature recommendations are ideally to keep it at room temperature. However, we know that the drug is really stable, even if it's exposed to hot, cold. They also just expanded the law last year, so now Narcan or naloxone is good. Like you're legally protected to use it up to 20 years past the expiration date, which is usually about 3 years out. So like most of my kits right now don't expire until 2028. They're really good forever and they're not temperature temperature sensitive. If the naloxone itself is actively frozen, it won't work in that setting, but it will thaw out and it'll still work later. Oh, wow. So it takes really like 15 cool. minutes to thaw out. So I tell people, you know, it's hard here in the high Rockies where it can be, you know, literally freezing at night and over 80 degrees in the day in the same 24-hour period. But I've been keeping kits in my glove box for years and I periodically pull them out and test them and they always work fine. So, you know, someone like me, I'm obviously very passionate. I have them like in my purse, in my car, in my jacket.
Yeah.
We were at Highlands closing day yesterday giving out supplies, which was super fun. But then I went to the bathroom and realized I didn't have a kit on me and was like, what if something happens like right here, right now when I'm in the bathroom? You know, so I just want to be like prepared to respond wherever I'm at in any situation. But yeah, so short answer is like it's pretty much totally fine to keep it in your car. But if it's in the middle of the night in the winter, it might not work in that moment, if that makes sense. Cool. Great question.
That's really good to know. Yeah, because I was going to put because you gave me some I carry Narcan stickers. And I have some Narcan, and I was going to put it on my car. And then I was like, that's stupid because I don't have any in my car. And what if somebody stops me and I don't actually have it? So I'm really happy that I remembered to ask that. And then I had another question, but I can't remember it now. So keep going.
I have a quick plug, and maybe you can think of your question. If you're interested in learning more details about this, how to use Narcan, how it works, some of the laws around it, I'll actually be down at the Meeting Place here in Carbondale over across the street from Cowan Center. It's like in that same strip mall as the GOAT, and it's like on the corner behind the temp workforce entrance. So it's like the last entrance on the corner. I'm not explaining it very well, but we're hosting a public Narcan training tonight at 5 p.m. at the Meeting Place. It's free and open to the public. So we're going to be there in about 40 minutes. And it looks like we do have a call. So I guess we're going
to
go. Is it still happening?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to see what's going on with this phone call and try to get this person on the air. So let's see. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi. How are you today?
I'm doing great. You actually know me, and so does... So when we know mutually, this has actually been a project of mine over the past 5 years with one of the locals here, is documenting the drastic difference here from... I've lived very many other places in the country, how significant the use of drug use is here versus when they have things to do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So I'm finding most of the things to do here are failing.
Mm-hmm.
That has to do with a lot of involvement on parents' part in order giving them those things to do. But it's also because the rent prices, et cetera, are costing so much money from corporations, they're not providing. And also, if kids are already hooked on drugs, they might or may not go use those resources, but chances are they get kicked out.
Yeah. Such a great point. Yeah. Yeah, and thank you for saying that, because I feel like I'm beating a dead horse, but I always say number one, like our number one biggest barrier and issue here is that we can't afford to live here, right? Like it's a beautiful place. We have more things for kids to do than before. But
I just moved to Newcastle, which is a place I swore to myself growing up here I would never wind up living in, because it was such a high tendency for you to meet people who don't have anything else to do, and it becomes a land of drugs, alcohol, sex, and we're not even going to go to the psychological aspect of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and it gets worse.
But having moved around the country and come back, it hasn't changed.
Yeah, and I think...
Not even for the older kids.
Yeah, and I think what's really frustrating, too, is, you know, I don't know, this is hard because... I want to be welcoming to, you know, all of our community members, but a lot of people move here and are like shocked. They are so freaked out. Like, why do you have drugs here? Why do you have problems here? It's like, well, because these things exist everywhere. And when you're in a rural community and there's nothing for kids to do, you know.
Well, with class separation as huge as it is here, upper class don't want to look at lower class.
Yeah.
I remember working in Aspen and having a girl who was probably a tourist from Brazil or something else, but it could have been an Aspenite just as easily. And she asked if a skirt that I'd bought at Rainbow in the mall at Glenwood for $5 was the new Fendi line. And I was like, oh, yeah. She was like, oh, my gosh, it's so expensive. And I was like, actually, dear, I'm from Carbondale.
Yeah.
Where's Carbondale? I'm like, it's right up the road. That's where all the people that are helping you live.
Yeah.
And now,
and she was like, oh, isn't that where the poor people live? And looked in disgust at me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And the hierarchy of how that is actually not decreased at all, but increased, has driven most of us who even grew up in the valley, down valley, into what is what used to be, I consider kind of a cesspool of, you're not supposed to have those influences in your life.
Yeah, no, and this is, I mean, I live in employee housing in Carbondale now. I live in like a teeny tiny apartment, and I feel so like guilty and spoiled that I get, and it took me 10 years of being back in the valley, like of being in Rifle, being in Glenwood, and it's like nobody can live even this far up valley anymore, and it's like everyone now, we're constantly getting pushed down to Glenwood, Newcastle, Rifle, and it's interesting because I heard somebody...
It's Newcastle, it is above and beyond my ability to afford my Medicaid, which I have a terminal illness.
Mm. Yeah.
So, it, like, adding the cost of driving from up valley to down valley is, it's a tank a day. It's like halfway each way.
Yeah,
so absolutely. That's an extra, like, 2 hours of your life.
Yeah, I so appreciate you calling in and giving us your perspective on this and being able to hear like another voice, you know, saying these truths. We only have like a couple minutes left on the show, so I want to give you an opportunity if there's anything else you want to share on air before I think we got to wrap it up, if that's
okay.
Well,
if you want to know who I am, which I think you should.
That's up to you.
Of course, it is up to me.
Yeah.
But I do want to make this is something I've been striving for a long time in this community, is being the awareness of how houselessness happens here so easily. Mm-hmm. And my name's Trianna Weaver, and I'm dating Aaron Lemel.
Well, I really appreciate you calling in, my dear. It's really nice to hear your voice and hear from you. I am going to have to move us along so we can finish up the show, but you know where to find me.
I love you guys. Have a great show. You guys are awesome.
You rock. Thanks for calling. Amazing. And that's, yeah, I guess we should do the show live more because apparently there's people who want to call in and talk. And that was awesome.
That was awesome.
Yeah,
yeah.
Thank you.
And it is such a good perspective. And we know that she's lived in cities and other places. And I did just want to say one thing about Denver, because when I was walking to the hospital one day from the Ronald McDonald House, I walked by a dead body and I walked by.
Oh, my God.
You know, the ambulance was there and they were trying to revive them. And then just another reminder, I just wanted to say that the best way to protect people is by carrying Narcan.
Yeah. And as far as the housing stuff, yeah, it is a slippery slope. It's hard because we live in a great place and people want to live here, but it's hard when people, I mean, yeah. Anyway, that's a whole nother TED Talk, as I always say. Just another reminder, we're at the Meeting Place tonight at 5:00 doing a free Narcan training for the public. And we're going to have another one in Silt next Tuesday at 6 p.m. We're really trying to bring this more down valley. So that's next Tuesday, April 22nd, because we know like that's where a lot of our people are. Right. There's so much I wanted to fit in that we only have like a minute left to discuss. But Kenna, I'm so excited to have you back.
Yeah, I'm really happy to be back and this was really fun. And do you think you have enough time to say whatever there was about the federal stuff? No.
I just, you know, things are happening. HIV is still alive and well, and our communities are actually most affected by HIV as far as rural communities in the state go. Pickens County has the highest rates of any rural county in Colorado for HIV, so it's scary what's happening there. But RFK did extend the state of emergency for the opioid epidemic for 90 days, so they are acknowledging that opioids and overdoses continue to be a problem, so that's awesome. I think we'll just have to talk more about that on our next show, which will be Monday, May 12th at 4 p.m.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, everybody. KDNK.org. Keep us going.
Yeah, let's get to 88.1 for that membership drive. And remember,
whoop, whoop.
You don't have to. You go.
You don't have to be sober.
To keep your community clean. Love you.
Love you.